Kate Lochte is in the studios with me, and we're joined by our guest, Loretta Daniel, the director of the Innovation and Commercialization Center of the Arthur J. Bauernfeind College of Business here at Murray State. Thanks so much for being on the program this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Loretta, my attention was piqued with the first line of the seminar advertisement. There are two seminars this week regarding more than $2.5 billion available in grants to small firms and business people for research and development and product development. I mean, that's huge. And so you're here to help us understand how Western Kentuckians can get a piece of that money.
Right. You know, when we hear this SBIR, STTR federal funding, $2.5 billion, it's kind of scary. Oh, and it's off-putting. You see that and you think, oh, what I'm doing could never get this money. But that may not be true. There's 11 federal agencies that are required to put aside money to help fund research and development and businesses, projects and ideas that are small business. And they have to award that money to small businesses, not big, large corporations. And there's a lot of small businesses getting this funding that when you look at them, you go, wow, if they can get that money, I could get that money. So what we wanted to do by bringing this here is give people an opportunity to come hear about these programs. They're not going to be right for everyone. That's true. You know, we all hear there's free money out there, and that's true and not true. There's not free money for everyone. But this is a grant program, a federal grant program, that does provide free grant money to some types of businesses that are doing some sort of product development or research or innovation, you know, something new in the marketplace. But it is available to a lot of businesses who may be out there thinking, I could never get that money. Or someone who's doing research or, you know, working on starting a business, you may qualify for this funding. And we want you to have the opportunity to come learn about it and find out if it's something you might qualify for. The answer might be no, you're really not a fit. But you won't know till you find out.
And these are free meetings. Is it tomorrow and Thursday?
Yes, we have one here in Murray tomorrow at 9 o'clock at the CFSB Center. And then we're going to have one in Hopkinsville on Thursday at the Murray State Regional Campus. And they're from 9 to 11, and they are free seminars. And they're going to talk to you about what these programs are, the types of projects that could possibly be funded. And then there's an opportunity after the meeting for you to sit down and talk individually if you have a project and you want to find out, does my project specifically have a shot at this funds, then you can sit down and talk with someone and see if you have a potential fit.
Now, you said to me earlier that Kentucky, specifically the Kentucky Innovation Network, can help small business people or inventors better than any other state. Would you explain why?
Sure. Kentucky, over the last 10, 12 years, has really put a lot of resources into building a program to support innovative or technology-driven entrepreneurs. So this isn't going to support someone who's starting a local bookstore, restaurant, or something like that. But if you're working on something that's innovative, technology-driven, you know, you're an inventor, you've come up with something, or you're doing research here at the university or you know, just in a private business, Kentucky's got a lot of resources and help for you. We have the ICC network, the Kentucky Innovation Network, which is, we're part of a statewide network of offices that are here to help you develop your idea and your business. We're going to work with you hand in hand on what you need to do that. But for the SBIRs, this type of funding in particular, Kentucky has more help to connect you with this funding and to help you develop your business under this funding than any other state in the country. We have grants with a state you can write for that will give you money to hire a grant writer to help you write grants for this funding. If you are awarded funding, they then have matching funds so that if you get money from the federal government under one of these programs, you can ask Kentucky to match it, which doubles your money.
Tell the story about the gentleman who eventually...
Okay.
Yeah.
We talked just a few weeks ago with a gentleman from a university in another state who had been working on some research that he had spun into a new company, and he was developing that company around this research he had done. He had applied from the state he's in for some of this funding, and he had got what's called phase one. So it was about $150,000 to develop his business. He finished that. He applied for the phase two. He got $500,000 under the phase two from the federal government. He came to Kentucky, and he applied for a match for that in Kentucky. Kentucky is the only state in the country that has a matching program for phase two awards. No one else has that. He came to Kentucky. He got another $500,000 from the state of Kentucky. The requirement of that was he had to move his business to Kentucky and keep it here for like 7 years. So he's now located his business in Lexington with $1 million to get that business going, half of it from this SBIR grant and half of it from the state of Kentucky grant.
What does SBIR stand for?
Small Business Innovation Research.
And tell me about the speaker who will be here as the primary resource for the seminars.
All right. Mahendra Jain is a senior vice president and executive director with the Kentucky Science and Engineering Foundation and several other programs at the Kentucky Science and Technology Corporation in Lexington. This is a statewide organization that manages these programs for the state. So he works primarily with this program in helping entrepreneurs and business people and faculty members access this funding and help them through the process and with the grants.
So the seminars provide academics, faculty members, anyone who has an innovative idea, direct access with personnel who are hands-on in getting these grants in process.
Yes, and between our office and our network across the state and the resources of the Kentucky Science Technology Corporation under these programs, they have access to a statewide network of resources that are going to help them develop their idea, develop their business, and access funding. These funds, as well as other funds that might be available to them for their business or idea.
Now, you know, it just seems like quite an opportunity for many of our listeners. So let me ask you to give the, do you need a reservation? Do you just show up? What's the deal tomorrow in Murray and Thursday in Hopkinsville?
Okay, the seminar is free. So we are asking for reservations. If you don't get to do that, you can still come, but we would like reservations so we can have a head count. The Murray seminar tomorrow, again, from 9 to 11 in the CFSB Center in the Murray Room. If you want to, let me just go to the Hopkinsville one. So Murray tomorrow, 9 to 11, CFSB Center. Hopkinsville, 9 to 11, the Murray State Regional Campus in Hopkinsville on Fort Campbell Boulevard. If you want to register for either one of these, you can just call our office right now. The phone number is 270-809-6070. And just tell them you want to register for either one of these SBIR seminars, and we'll get you signed up for it.
Well, Loretta, I hope at least a couple people listening give you a holler. It sure seems like a big opportunity. Loretta Daniel is director of the Innovation and Commercialization Center of the Murray State Arthur J. Bauernfein College of Business, and we thank you for visiting today.
All right. Thank you for having me.